From Gutenberg to Google, there have been only three ways to make money with content. 1. Sell the content. 2. Give away the content, sell the audience it attracts. Or 3. Support number 1 and or number 2. In the second scenario, the advertising scenario, the readers, listeners, or viewers of content are a basic commodity which is sold to advertisers in bulk, like coal or wheat. And, like any other commodity, the real profits come to those people who can deliver tons of this stuff at a very low price. For over 50 years, the real players in the advertising business were the major broadcasters. These were the supertankers, the giant cargo vessels that delivered tonnage on a daily basis to meet the insatiable demand of the marketplace. But in this case, the marketplace wasn't trading oil or soybeans, it was trading eyeballs. And unlike all other commodity trading, advertising still uses one-on-one negotiation. Whether it's a $40 local cable insert or a $40 million national campaign, the value is determined when two sides, a buyer and a seller, get together and haggle out a price. And that's just insane. As we discussed last time, it is important to understand that advertising deals with nothing. Unlike any other massively traded commodity, nothing material is acquired, made, transported, stored, or consumed. The basic element of all media transactions is a small slice of broadcast time. It is both immaterial and ephemeral, yet it costs advertisers billions of dollars every year, most of which goes to television. As anyone who follows the advertising industry couldn't help but notice, this has been a year of staggering changes. Last month, we saw the network upfront markets. This is where the big buyers like Procter & Gamble sit down with the big sellers like ABC and CBS to make their advertising commitments for the coming season. And things didn't go according to plan. There were disputes over how to value viewers using TiVo, demands for more promotional support across the network's inventory, serious concerns about iPod downloads, wireless, VOD, IPTV, and all sorts of confusion. But most of this could still be boiled down to typical posturing over money. No, last month's earth-shaking disruption didn't occur in New York City, or even in Los Angeles. In fact, it had nothing to do with the upfronts at all, except that it will render them obsolete in a few years. The real disruption took place in a conference room in Bentonville, Arkansas, where a woman you've never heard of completely changed the future of the advertising industry with a few phone calls. The woman's name is Julie Rome, and she convinced a handful of major advertisers to consider a new kind of marketplace for buying and selling broadcast advertising, an exchange-based marketplace. Think of it as a NASDAQ, but instead of pork bellies, we're trading eyeballs. This is not a new idea. It goes back at least 5 years in one shape or another, but Ms. Rome kick-started it into reality by convincing a handful of well-heeled advertisers to cough up some R&D money to build a test version and see if it would work. Who signed up? Well, let's see. Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, Master Foods, Toyota, and oh yes, Ms. Rome's company, Walmart, where she was recently named Senior VP for Marketing Communications. All of these guys understand the advertising business from the ground up, and they obviously believe it's time to make some changes, so they've put up a total of $50 million to see if Ms. Rome's idea has any steam. And I think they made the right choice. Of course, back at the upfronts, the six-figure ad executives were schmoozing with the seven-figure TV executives and the eight-figure TV stars and scarfing down shrimp and lobster by the ton. But I can't imagine the smartest of them weren't acutely aware of the earthquake change bubbling up beneath their feet. But regardless of whether the trading floor is a hotel ballroom, a corner office, or a virtual online exchange, the question haunting the decision-makers on both sides of the advertising cash register is not whether advertising works or doesn't work. Clearly it works. The question becomes, how much is it worth? Next time, we'll look at what this revolution means for the broadcasters and also the other advertisers, you know, the ones who don't have $500 million ad budgets. And I'll give you a hint. The news isn't all that bad. Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.